You know, there wasn't a lot going on here in Central Florida. We had Martin, the Martin Company, since 1956, which becomes, of course, Lockheed Martin. But there wasn't much more. And the decision of the Walt Disney Company to build their East Coast Disneyland, as they called it initially, in Orlando was transformative for this area. Suddenly we became a tourist draw, where before the challenge for local leaders was somehow to find a gimmick to stop people from passing by Orlando on their way to Miami, because it was Miami that tourists went to, and if not Miami, they went to the coast. But Walt Disney not only transformed this area, but also the nature of tourism in Florida. It had historically been the natural environment that attracted people here. And, of course, he took advantage of the climate, which is natural. But beyond that, he created with the theme park a man-made environment. And that's what we have here, a man-made environment, not only in the Disney theme park, but at Universal and the other fun zones as well.
Now, Florida, of course, a very big state. How did Central Florida and the Orlando area come to be the location that was chosen?
You know, a key date was November 22nd, 1963, and some of us of a certain age, we know what that date is. But Walt Disney and an entourage of his had checked into a hotel in Tampa under assumed names so as not to alert the media, and they flew east to Orlando. They flew over the crisscross of Interstate 4 and Florida's Turnpike. They saw the fallow land nearby, and Walt, according to two people in the plane, said, "That's it. That's where we go." They flew on to New Orleans, where they disembarked, and as they were in a taxi on their way to the hotel, they saw people crying in the streets, and they had the cabbie turn on the radio, and they learned that John Kennedy had been assassinated. And so, as I write about in my book, Married to the Mouse, it was, you know, an amazing day, a terrible day for America, but it was also a day when, though people here didn't know it yet, a decision had been made that was going to be transformative.
And what was that initial conversation, that relationship like between Walt Disney or his representatives and the state of Florida?
Well, Walt dies very early in this process. Walt died in December of 1966. He held one press conference here in Orlando in November 65. And really the company is led by Brother Roy when negotiations are undertaken with the state of Florida about building a theme park here and getting authority for the Disney government, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, that was authorized by state law in 1967 to provide services to the company so that they would not have to depend upon a government not their own, but also to give them immunity from building inspections, land use zoning requirements, and things of that sort, something that the company wanted in order to build their East Coast Disneyland.
Now, what was the sense? Did you, in your research, discover, were state leaders pushing for this more than local leaders or vice versa? And, you know, what tempted, do you think, Disney to actually come to Florida?
Well, initially, the company was interested in Ocala, because when you looked at Florida, Central Florida, from California, Ocala made sense because it was in the population epicenter of the state. Ocala's problem was that it did not have the crisscross of roads that were needed. And it's important to understand why that was important, because the company wanted to build a theme park in Orlando that would be 10 times the size of the one Disneyland in California. And to do that, they needed to import tourists, because we didn't have a large enough population in the state of Florida to make such a park work. So if you were going to import tourists, it was vital to have the road connections. And, of course, those of us in your listening area, we know those road connections, you know, I-4, I-95, I-75, to bring the tourists down from the Northeast, to bring the tourists from the Midwest to us. That's what sealed the deal for us.